Okay, today's daf was Erevin daf Ayin Vav. I'm Rav Nahum. This is the end of the sixth parak, beginning of the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav. Parak concluded with two cases of chatzeros that have houses in between them. Shtei chatzeros u'shlosh abat meneihem. When you have two chatzeros and there are three houses in between the chatzeros, members of each chatzer can place the Erev in the middle of the three houses, using the house that borders their own chatzer as a base shar, a gateway toward the middle house where they're keeping the Erev. So Baraklu Ruchava L'Rabbanan, so Ruchava tested the Rabbanan by asking, what about a case where there are only two houses between the two chatzeros, and each chatzer placed the Erev in the house that was further from their chatzer? Do we assume that each chatzer can view the house closer to it as a base shar, and the house further from it as a bayis, which can house the Erev? So Amalei, the Rabbanan responded that Shneim lo kanu Erev. The Erev absolutely does not work for either one, because if the homes were considered a beis shar, neither can host an Erev. And if they're considered batim, it would be a house that isn't included in the Erev. We cannot consider a house to be a bayis for one person and a beis shar for another, even though when it comes to Ben HaShmashos, we do consider it to be nighttime for a person whose Erev was eaten during Ben HaShmashos, and we consider Ben HaShmashos to be daytime for a person whose Erev was first set up during Ben HaShmashos. So Ben HaShmashos, we allow to wear two different hats at the same time, but we don't allow bayis to do so. The difference is that Ben HaShmashos includes times that are both day and night, so lo min ker milsa, it isn't a clear contradiction to consider it both day and night. But a building has to be either a house or a beis shar. It can't be both. So Adron al-Khadar, and now we move on to the seventh parak. Zak the Mishnah, Chalon Shebein Beis Chatzeros. If there's a window in a wall between two Chatzeros, say if the window is 4x4 Tvachim in size and is within 10 Tvachim of the ground, the Chatzeros can choose to make a single Erev because they're connected through the window, or separate Erevin because they're separated by the wall. The reason that 4 Tvachim would connect the Chatzeros is not because we assume, like Rabbi Shimon Leal, that less than 4 Tvachim is loved. Rather, it's because Pesach is always defined as being 4 Tvachim. That's a Chashva Pesach. If the window is either less than 4x4 Tvachim, or the entire window is more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, the Chatzeros are considered separate and must make two separate Erevin. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Chalon Agul, Tzarech Shei Be'ekef HaSar V'Arba Tvachim. If the window is round, it needs to be large enough to fit a 4x4 Tefach square in the circle. Rabbi Yochanan assumes, like the Dayani de Kisri, that a circle is 1.5 times larger than a square that's inside of it. So if the 4x4 square has a perimeter of 16 Tvachim, the circle around it has a circumference of 24 Tvachim. The Gemara points out that that's mathematically completely incorrect. The circle that fits a 4x4 square inside of it only has to have a circumference of 16.8 Tvachim. But anyway, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is assuming when he says that you need a 24 Tefach circumference. Amr of Nachum lo shanu melech halon shebein shtei chatzeros. Rav Nachum knows that the requirement for the window to be within 10 tefachim of the ground is only for a window between two chatzeros, but a window between two houses can be higher than 10 tefachim and still connect the homes, because based on commandam al yadami, a house is considered to be full of things, and the window is therefore considered very accessible even when it's high. Although Bryce says that the rules of size and height of window apply to all sorts of areas, including roofs, attics, houses, it only means that the dimensions of a window have to be 4x4 tefachim, wherever they are. But they don't have to be within 10 tefachim of the ground in the house, because the basic amount of malia dummy. Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Nachman whether a lul pasuach min bayis l'aliyah, a hole between a ground floor and an attic that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, needs a ladder to connect the two areas or not. Do we assume basic command of Al-Yadami would apply even for a window that isn't on a side wall of the house, but in its ceiling, or not? Rav Nachman responded that ain't tzarech, it doesn't need a ladder of any kind, permanent or temporary, to connect the two areas. Kosel Shbein Shtei Chatzeros, says the Mishnah, when a wall that's at least 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide separates two Chatzeros, they cannot join a single Erev because they're totally separate from each other. Hayu Barosha Peros, if there are fruits on top of the wall, people from both sides can climb up to eat them, since the top of the wall is considered to be its own Roshos, but they cannot bring the fruits down into their Chatzeros. Nifritza Kosel Ad Eser Amos, if the wall was breached less than 10 Amos, they have the option of making two Erevin, since the wall separates the Chatzeros, or they can make a single Erev, since there's an opening between the two. But Yosem Mikan, if the breach was bigger than 10 Amos, then they have to join in the same Erev. They cannot make two separate Erevin, because the wall is no longer dividing between them.